Mine's not a this week one, but it's been a story in progress. I think most people in church probably know at the moment I'm being assessed to become an adoptive parent, and it's been something that's been happening over a while, and it's been a longing of my heart for a long time that I hadn't acted on until last year. And last summer, I felt like God did something to me, and he said about that, it was when I was at River Camp, and they were talking about there being a spirit of poverty, and I felt like God said to me, you haven't got a spirit of poverty about other people, because you'll help other people, you'll encourage other people, you'll financially help other people, but you've got a spirit of poverty over yourself. And I felt like God actually broke something when I was there, and I remember sharing it with Mike when I came back. So jumping on from then, I'm going through this assessment, and whereas before I've been a single person earning a decent wage, living in a house, having a mortgage, dealing with my issues as they come up, you know, something will break, I have cash to fix it with, so I do, and I'm now in a position where I'm trying to save really, really hard so that I can have a full 12 months off with whoever may be placed with me. And since I've started that saving programme, everything in my house is breaking, I've had a flood, and it's just been one thing after the next. So I've got a list of things that I have to sort for the adoption people to make the house safe, but I haven't even got to that list because everything is broken. So previously I would have thought, oh well, you know, it's not great, but I can find the money from somewhere. But I've got money committed to saving for adoption. And for me, the faith thing has been actually standing on what God said last summer and saying, you know, that you've had a spirit of poverty over yourself and I want to break that. And it's been seeing people around me giving me things like a washing machine, which was amazing because mine completely broke, just providing me things, coming trying to help me fix things, providing me with money out of the goodness of their heart, which I in my head had thought, well, that's clearly to go towards this time of being off. But I broke a tooth on Christmas Day because everything else is breaking, why not a tooth? So I broke a tooth on Christmas Day, and when I went to the dentist this week, the bill was £219. But a week and a half ago, somebody's mother had given me a cheque for £200 towards what, in my head, I thought adoption. So I'm lying in the dentist chair on Wednesday having a crisis going, I don't have the money for that. And then I went home and slept and woke up and went, oh, that cheque, that's what it was for. So it's God providing before I've even needed to step into it. So for me, it's a standing on faith again and again and again. And within that, I've been able to share with my teaching assistants in school, and I've shared with them about the goodness of God and how God has provided for me and all those kind of things. And then in the midst of all that, my TA is saying, my friend's had a massive stroke, can your church pray? You know, so it's, again, it's witnessing again, and it's just all kind of, I know that God's in it all, but it's provided so many opportunities to witness and for me to just stand and on faith. So it's not really, there has been stuff this week and it's all linked to way back when, if that makes sense.